This call is being recorded.
Awesome. Welcome, everybody. And I'm going to start this way. This is the agenda for this evening. I have some announcements that I want to share with you. And then I want to share with you all about addressing poisons and why people do not get success. And then I'm going to get into cancer, discussing injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, and circulation. We're going to start off with announcements. So my first announcement is Taffy Team 43 now open for registrations. We just launched Taffy Team 42, and that's exciting. And Taffy Team 43 is open for registration. So having said that, I just wanted to share, what do we learn in Taffy? So Taffy is an acronym for Taking Action for Your Health. It runs via teleconference calls, 20 minutes a day, 5 days a week for 2 months until all the 35 lessons have been completed. We get a lesson a day. And within those lessons, this is what we learn. We learn about body systems, about eating the right foods, which foods we should avoid, about clean water, photosynthesis and its connection to, or the plants and photosynthesis and its connection between the earth and our bodies. We learn about leaky gut and gut microbiome. We learn about candida and how it produces xenoestrogens, how to cleanse the blood. We learn all about inflammation, body temperature, and how important that is for your health, the immune system and what it is. We learn all about the Chinese constitutional elements, the six of them, and each element is separate. So we learn the lymphatic system, all the cardiovascular tubes in our body. We learn all about cerebrospinal fluids and how the kidneys are responsible for the cerebrospinal fluids and the pH of your system. And we learn all about the fire element and the nervous system and how you are cholesterol deficient. We learn about how to do a chelation, an oral chelation program. We learn all about the wood element and the electrical system, how to do the liver cleanse, how to look after your teeth and why they're important, all about home cleaning products, home testing kits, emergency first aid. We learn about cancer. You learn how to design your own personal health plan. And you learn all about the brain and about authentic essential oils and about extra low frequency radiation and electromagnetic fields. Within that, each day you commit to eating the right foods, drinking water and chlorophyll, having a superfood smoothie, exercising, ionic breathing. We also do a one-day bowel cleanse, a one-day kidney flush, and a three-day liver cleanse. And each day we express gratitude. So that kind of is a brief outline of the Taffy. The Taffy course is a fabulous course, and at the end of it, the results are amazing and phenomenal, and people are able then to comfortably and confidently take on the responsibility of looking after their own health of their own bodies. Okay, I want to now move into all about poisons. So one thing we learn in Taffy, and we should all know this, is that it takes 2 months to renew your DNA. It takes the skin about 1 month to renew itself. The liver repairs itself within 6 weeks. The brain repairs itself within about a year. The blood repairs itself in about 4 months. The bones repair themselves in about 3 months. So start thinking of why it takes other people a longer time to rebuild. Think of this. It took years of toxic accumulation that has been put into your body by eating the so-called junk foods, drinking alcohol, pop. Then you get sick. Then you go to the doctor and take a drug, an antibiotic. And on top of that, you've had several doses of genetically engineered vaccinations. Every single vaccine is genetically engineered in a lab. Several doses of them have been injected into your body. If you were to add up all the years of toxic material that you have spent your money on, it would be equivalent to tens of thousands of dollars. Think about, most people probably spend $1,000 a year just on coffee and donuts. But when it comes to healing your body with nutrition, which works every single time, many people expect a miracle within 2 weeks, forgetting that it took many years of toxic accumulation and debris in their body. So why don't some people get the success that they are looking for? And I'm specifically going to talk about cancer clients that I have worked with in the past. So in 2016, I had one lady that was diagnosed with a stage 4 lymphatic nodes on her neck. She was following the program, so she said, but she was not getting better. The tumors kept growing. The fact is, she was missing one very important element that's part of my program. And that important element is to look after the source of your inflammation, to address them. And what she did not address were her toxic root canals. She went to the dentist. One dentist said they all looked fine, they were not infected, and it was not necessary at all to have them extracted. The other dentist said, there's nothing wrong with them, and if you were my mother, I would tell you not to have them extracted. Here's one big mistake. I always coach my clients to tell the dentist they want their teeth extracted, not to ask the dentist whether they should have them extracted. The dentist will always say, no, there's nothing wrong with your root canals. So we need to understand, when we go to that holistic dentist, we tell them we want our root canals extracted. Why are root canals so toxic in your body? Root canals are dead teeth. So let's look at the word dead, D-E-A-D. It was once alive. It once had blood and oxygen flowing through it. Now it's dead. No more oxygen flowing through it. No more blood flowing through it. And the consequence of something that was once alive that is now dead is microbial infestation. It's the law of nature. When there is a dead crow on your lawn, then microbes infest it to break it down to the earth where it came from. Now, in your body, a dead root canal is being broken down and it goes into the flow systems of your body. That's into your blood and to your lymphatics. That absolutely taxes the immune system immensely. So just envision how much energy the immune system uses just to look after microbial infested root canals. So the consequence of this particular problem was this poor woman with stage 4 lymphatic cancer, who did not have her root canals extracted, was not able to live, and she died. In 2016, I had another cancer client. He had cancer of the colon. I told him many times, that he must have his root canals addressed if he was going to have success in overcoming his colon cancer. His comment every single time was this, quote, that is not going to happen. The consequence of this is he also didn't make it. He decided he would go to a clinic. I think it's called a spa clinic. And the fact is, unless you address the poison that's causing the obstruction to healing, then the program cannot work for you. Next one. I had a lady with breast cancer in Ontario, and I just was not able to find out where her inflammation was coming from. I had worked with her for 4 years, and she just was not getting the results that we always get. Then one day, after 4 years of following the therapeutic nutritional program, she proceeded to tell me that her husband had moved his business to his home. His business was a graphic designer, and every day he would use this very highly toxic ink, which was environmentally polluting her house. So every day for 5 years, this woman was breathing in toxic fumes. One day, that lady passed out. She was taken to the hospital, and because her records indicated that she had had cancer, they immediately gave her chemotherapy. She died. I had a man from Rock Creek who was diagnosed with leukemia. He was doing the therapeutic nutritional program and was having great success with it. And his doctor recommended that he do just one more chemotherapy. And he was in a quandary about this. It just did not sit right with him. I referred him to his records from the doctor, to all of his blood tests. His blood capacities had all increased. He was feeling better, but he was in a quandary about one more chemotherapy. I went away on holiday, and when I came back, I had the phone call. He had done chemotherapy, and he felt very, very ill. He died 3 days later. I had another man who was diagnosed with prostate cancer. He walked into my office very distraught and upset. He said, I have been doing this PAPA program for a whole year, and my PSA has shot up to 5,200. I'd never heard of such a high PSA number. It was my job to discover where the poison was coming from that made his PSA skyrocket. This is a difficult job. You have to know this is a really difficult job, and it really makes me, or it taxes the individual that I'm working with into that thinking capacity. What were you exposed to? So I asked him. This little voice said to me, ask him about vaccinations. I said, no, this man wouldn't do vaccinations. But I did. I said, were there any vaccinations that you had recently done? He said, no, there weren't any vaccinations. And then he goes, oh, my gosh. He had been working in his garden. He got a severe cut. He ended up in the clinic, and they gave him a tetanus shot. That's when his PSA jumped to 5,200. After that, we were just not able to get his health back to where it should have been. And unfortunately, he passed away. I want us all to know that in order for us to overcome any disease condition, no matter what you are diagnosed with, cancer, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, diabetes, heart disease, we need to look after five pillars. We need to provide the stem cells with all the nutrient energy required for cell replication. And we call that repairing the injury, looking after the injury, number one. Number two is inflammation. We need to address all the different poisons that we are exposed to that cause inflammation at the cell level and prevent oxygen and nutrients from reaching there. All the poisons that cause inflammation. So number two is inflammation. Number three, we need to be sure that all the elimination channels are opened. The elimination channels, the lymphatic system, the liver, the kidneys, the bowels, that all of them are open and moving that toxic debris out. Number four, we need to move out all that debris that's causing infection. Cancer is a fungal infection. So we need to clean that fungal infection out. And number five is blood circulation. We need to be sure the blood is clean, free of any toxic, poison, waste debris, whatever you choose to call it, so that the blood is moving that oxygen and those that nutrient energy to every cell and tissues. That's called blood circulation. And we increase our body temperature in every single cancer case, in every single diseased or diagnosed disease condition, the body temperature is too low. And we increase the body temperature and we get that blood cleaned out to get that blood circulating, no matter what you call the disease condition. So I want to now move into getting into a broader explanation of these five pillars. I call my program the PAPA program. And I want us all to understand that you cannot expect a medical doctor to endorse any kind of herbal programs. They've never studied herbs. They've never studied nutrition. They do not understand what PAPA is and how it works and the science behind it, or cat's claw and how it works and the science behind it. We must all understand this is not a medical doctor's area of expertise. However, it is my area of expertise, so that we can distinguish the two. There's a time we can use a doctor, and there's a time that we use a therapeutic nutritional program, which is not the expertise of a medical doctor. I want to start off by defining what cancer is, or defining what disease is, okay? But let's talk about cancer. Cancer is an out-of-control mutated cell. Okay, I'm getting some feedback from the background, so if you want to mute out, I'd appreciate it, okay, so that we don't get any background noise. Thank you. Cancer is an out-of-control mutated cell replication that happens when there is an injury, and the repair of that injury is not made due to a lack of oxygen and lack of nutrient energy. And the cell walls in that injured area become mutated by fungal infection because of the accumulation of toxic debris, which leads to inflammation. So we can take this apart. For cancer to occur, there's number one, an injury. Here's something that we must absolutely know. Our cells in our body follow the laws of nature. They don't just, boom, randomly replicate. They only replicate for a reason. They replicate to repair an injury. And I love Dr. McDougall's quote. He looked after the pancreatic cancer of Steve Jobs. This is his quote. Cells have rules. They don't divide at their own free will. Cells only divide when there is a wound, and they divide to repair that wound. End of quote. And why can't those cells repair the wound? Because there is, number two, a nutritional deficiency. Healthy cells cannot replicate unless all the required nutrients are in place. And please don't tell me that you can get all the nutrition you need from the foods you are purchasing at a grocery store and that you don't need any supplements or superfoods or herbs, if that was true, you wouldn't have cancer, diabetes, heart disease, depression, Parkinson's, and so on. Number three, for cancer to occur, there is a an oxygen deficiency. Stem cells, those stem cells are your little carpenters. Every organ and gland of your body has stem cells. Their job is cell replication. They're your little carpenters. They need oxygen. Without oxygen, then oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication by the stem cells cannot take place. So something is stopping the oxygen from getting to the injured area. And it is number four, toxicity in that injured area to the point that the lymphatic system can no longer clean out the toxic debris that's causing the inflammation, preventing nutrient and oxygen flow to the injured area. And number five, for cancer to occur, there is an infection. The toxic debris accumulation leads to a fungal infection. So here's the bottom line. When that fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of skin cells, be it outer skin cells or inner skin cells, the end result is cancer. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of nerve cells, the end result is Parkinson's disease. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of spinal cells, the end result is multiple sclerosis. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of reproductive cells, the end result is infertility. And don't we have an epidemic of infertility? When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of fat cells, the end result is obesity. I'm going to move now into an explanation of injury, because we tend to get stuck in thinking that an injury is only a physical injury, like a fall, an accident, or a blow. But it could be beyond that. But interestingly enough, it was way back there in 1903 when Dr. Ziegler, who wrote the medical textbook of general pathology, was teaching all his medical students this, quote, "The causes of the tumor formation may be a single blow, an injury, crushing, fracture, etc., as well as repeated mechanical irritations such as rubbing and scratches." This was taught in medical universities in 1903, that cancer tumors start from an injury. How did we lose this very simple law of nature in 2018? Let's look at different kinds of injuries in 2018. An exploratory surgery can cause an injury. An infected organ can rupture, causing an injury. A kidney stone can injure the urethras. A gallstone can injure the bile ducts. Mammograms causes injury to the breast. I've never had a mammogram. I will never have one. I don't need it or them. Biopsies cause injuries. Radiation burns cause injuries. Chemotherapy cause chemical injuries. Sunburns cause injuries. Root canal procedures cause injuries. The taking of different kinds of medications cause gut permeability, leading to leaky gut and injury to the intestinal walls. Our present-day grains contain anti-nutrients called lectins that poke holes in the gut membrane, causing leaky gut. And they then escape into the bloodstream, making the blood sticky and heavy. They accumulate in different organs or glands or joints of your body, causing injuries. Then there are phytates, which are anti-nutrients in all present-day grains, scientifically known to deplete vitamin D3 and many minerals from your body. Then, eating the grains, we are exposed to glyphosates. They're found in herbicides such as Roundup. They have also scientifically been proven to cause leaky gut syndrome, to get into the bloodstream, and then to cross the blood-brain barrier to cause leaky brain. Might this be the cause of brain tumors? Injuries can also come from nutritional deficiency. So just think about your skin when it is dry and it cracks. That's usually a sign of omega-3 deficiency. Today's agricultural practices have interfered with our plant's ability to pick up raw elements from the earth and convert them to bioavailable minerals through the process of photosynthesis. That's all those chemicals, Roundups, and everything else that we're using. So today's foods are so deficient in nutrients that you would have to eat 10 tomatoes today to get the same nutrient value that one tomato gave you in 1941. Even Antoine Bichamp in the 1860s warned all of us. He said, a deficiency of even one mineral element, only one, allows morbid waste matter to accumulate. One mineral missing, boom, waste matter starts to accumulate. Dr. Linus Pauling, 1970s, we all know him as father of vitamin C. Guess what he said? You can trace every diseased ailment to a mineral deficiency. Mineral deficiencies can cause internal injuries to our organs. Dr. Hulda Clark wrote a book, Cure for All Cancers. And she showed documented evidence that there is a parasite in every cancer case. Well, think about this. Toxic accumulation invites parasites internally. Think about the prostate, for instance, which is a vulnerable area for parasite infestation if there happens to be an accumulation of candida yeast. Then those parasites live in that prostate and they're having a picnic. And a parasite can cause an injury to the membrane of the prostate as it can to any other organ or gland in the body, just like a worm eats through a leaf of a plant and causes a hole in the leaf of the plant. Toxic debris can also invite viruses that can cause an injury. Think about cervical cancers that are started by human papilloma virus. And it is the virus that damages the tissues. But it's not the virus that's the problem. It's the accumulation of toxic debris in the cervix. So, having one of those vaccinations is not the answer. The answer is to clean out the toxic debris. Toxic debris can also invite an infection, such as hepatitis in the liver. I just want to have a little teaching moment here. We do not address infections with antibiotics as we have been taught in our society. We are made to believe that the only thing that can get rid of infections is antibiotics. I have seen antibiotics lead to cancer. They are not safe. What can we do instead of using antibiotics? We can use cat's claw combination. Everybody needs to have at least 2 bottles of cat's claw in their home for a time when they might be harboring an infection, such as maybe sore throat, or maybe a little bit of strep infection. This is when you take high doses of cat's claw combination 4-3 times a day. I proudly announce to all of you, I've not taken any antibiotics or drugs for over 35 years. I rely on cat's claw and Silver Shield if I end up with any kind of sore throat or whatever that may be. So, understanding that hepatitis in the liver, if it's not corrected, can lead to a serious injury, then it is critical to take high doses of cat's claw to clean out the infection in that liver. Dr. Ravensku, a Swedish researcher, found documented evidence that people with low cholesterol were more prone to infection and cancers. Boo! And we are taught in our society that we must use statin drugs to lower our cholesterol. Cholesterol is not a poison in your body. We need cholesterol. Your liver makes it. It is particularly important because it binds toxic heavy metals and other toxic debris in our bloodstream. We need to raise our cholesterol levels. Dr. Versandal, Simoncini, and many doctors have said it's candida yeast in the body that's a contributing factor to cancer. Well, let's talk about candida yeast. Candida is fed by sugar, starches, antibiotics, various drugs, birth control pills. It grows a tendril structure or a root structure that pokes holes in the gut membrane, causing leaky gut syndrome, escapes into the bloodstream, makes the blood sticky and heavy, escapes into the brain, causing leaky brain. That's not bad enough. Candida is known to produce xenoestrogens. Xenoestrogens feed cancer. Xenoestrogens destroy the function of the thyroid. That's why there are so many thyroid problems these days. We have to address the candida. And thyroid is responsible for metabolism and for iodine sources. We need a good source of iodine in our body for radiation absorption. Kelp is a good one. It absorbs radiation. And xenoestrogens are known to scramble up all the hormones internally. And no wonder there was such a problem with irritability, PMS, menopause, infertility. It's all because of a candida problem. And these false estrogens from candida also weaken collagen production of the membrane that causes weak membranes, weak tissues, weak organs. Dr. Bernice Eddy. Okay, I'm getting some background noise again, so if you could please be so kind to mute out, I would appreciate it. Thank you. Dr. Bernice Eddy discovered vaccines to be a direct contributing factor to cancer. Back there in the 1950s, she was a laboratory scientist injecting hamsters with a kidney mixture on which vaccines were cultured. And guess what she discovered? She discovered that all of these hamsters were getting various tumors and cancers. Horrified, she reported this to her colleagues and warned them, if they were to institute the vaccination program into our society, we would be having an epidemic of cancer within 20 years. She was fired we have an epidemic of cancer, and we continue to line up for flu shots and vaccination shots, please warn your neighbors. Let's stop this nonsense. Sugar is a contributing factor to injuries. It robs calcium and minerals from your teeth, and it causes cavities. What do you think it does to your internal organs? Back there in 1926, Dr. Fibiger was watching rats in a sugar warehouse. They were all getting cancer. He said, oh, this is interesting. He repeated his observation in a laboratory setting. He received a Nobel Prize because he discovered that sugar was a contributing factor to cancer. Then in 1931, Dr. Otto Warburg did the same kind of experimentation, proving that fermentation of sugar is a contributing factor to cancer. And there have been other doctors since then that have proved the same. Why are we ignoring this information? Injury can come from toxic heavy metals found in mercury fillings in our teeth, in all kinds of flu shots and vaccination shots. These toxic heavy metals get into the bloodstream. They cause leaky gut. They make the blood sticky and heavy. They start to accumulate somewhere in some vulnerable, weak organ in our body. Boom, that can cause an injury. Dr. Hamer studied injury in terms of strong negative emotions. And he said, those strong negative emotions like anger, hatred, depression, unforgiveness, can cause an overload of toxic acids internally. Those acids can eat away at inherently weak membranes of our internal organs. So there's a saying with cancer that says, what's eating you? Cancer starts from an injury. This we must know. And cancer requires a framework of therapeutic nutrition to repair and heal that injury. What happens when there's an injury? Whenever there's an injury, the brain sends a current of injury, a message to the injured area, and that sets up an ionic field that triggers the stem cells into action. Remember, the stem cells are those little carpenters. So now they're triggered into action. They initiate the process of cell replication because they want to repair the injured membrane. And in order for healthy cell replication to take place, they need to have the fundamental building blocks. They need to have minerals, vitamins, amino acids, essential fatty acids, oxygen, water, and all those kind of things. And if those building blocks are not present in abundance, then the healthy cell replication by the stem cells cannot take place. And the cells, there's nothing to repair that injury. But if there is an abundance of all kinds of building blocks, the stem cells replicate healthy cells, repair the injury, and at the point that the injury is repaired, the cell replication process stops. The stem cells go to rest. The current of injury stops. That's the message from the brain. That stops. But imagine what happens when you have minerals missing. Then healthy cell replication cannot take place. And in cancer, there is continuous cell replication. They are mutated cell replicating. So understanding that one of the keys to putting cancer to rest is to stop the current of injury from the brain to the injured area by giving the stem cells all those minerals, all those essential nutrients that they need. Let's move into inflammation and understanding inflammation and elimination. Inflammation starts from the leaky gut. I've already mentioned candida, toxic heavy metals, antibiotics, lectins, phytates. They all poke holes in the gut membrane. They escape into the bloodstream. They make the blood sticky and heavy. And this puts a stressful impact on the walls of the capillaries through which the blood flows. And that weight causes the little holes in the capillary walls to dilate, thereby allowing the escape of these toxic lectins, heavy metals, candida, and there's holes in the gut membrane, so there's undigested food particles. They are now escaping from the blood and accumulating in between the spaces of the cells and tissues. Now, the blood also has blood plasma proteins that are there for the purpose of transporting water, oxygen, and nutrients to all the cells and tissues. And they start escaping through the holes in the capillary walls. They are known to attract sodium, and sodium attracts water. So now we have an accumulation of trapped blood plasma proteins, sodium, water, and all these various toxins that creates a swelling. This swelling is the first process of inflammation. And our bodies are miracles. Even that's not a problem if we have a healthy lymphatic system, because that lymphatic system will take the trapped blood plasma proteins and return them back to the bloodstream via the subclavicle valves, which are next to the neck area. And the salty, fluty part of the lymph will take the excess sodium and toxins, neutralize a bunch of them, and dump the rest out through our natural elimination channels, which is the kidneys, the bowels, the skin, and the respiratory tract. However, imagine what happens when the lymphatic system becomes overloaded by toxic debris from all the drugs, emotions, stress, lectins, sugar, grains, mercury fillings in teeth, heavy metals from vaccinations, flu shots, toxic chemicals, and so on. Imagine what starts to happen to that lymphatic system. It starts to malfunction. And now you have a pool of trapped blood plasma proteins and toxins that leads to chronic inflammation that starts the irritation of the inner organs. And now the essential nutrients and oxygen cannot reach the injured area. And the oxygen levels to the injured area start to drop. It was Dr. Otto Warburg, Nobel Prize winner, 1931, who discovered that when oxygen levels to the injured area drop to below 35%, then oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication by the stem cells can no longer take place. And if there is an adequate amount of sugar in that injured area, then oxidation flips into fermentation. The fermentation process produces ammonia and acids. So now in that injured area, you have ammonia, acids, all this toxic debris, which is a perfect breeding ground for microbes, bacteria, yeast, parasites, fungus to happen. I'm getting background noise again, so if you could please be so kind to mute out. Thank you. So in an environment of toxic debris with no oxygen flowing to that area, fungus becomes active. This fungus DNA then integrates into the stem cell line during the process of cell replication for the purpose of repairing an injury and genetically defects the cells as they replicate. Here's a teaching moment. Genetic defects do not come from inherent birth defects. There is no gene that will give you breast cancer. Women, stop lining up and getting your healthy breasts cut off because you have been told you have a genetic propensity to breast cancer. That simply is not so. The genetic defects come from the fungus that mutates the cell or causes a genetic defect to the cell as it replicates. Cancer is not a genetic illness. So now we have a replication of fungal mutated cells that cannot repair the injury. Thereby, that current of injury continues with a continuous replication of mutated or genetically defected cells, which we call cancer. And if we understand that cancer is an out-of-control growth that happens when the repair of an injury is not made due to a nutritional and an oxygen deficiency, and a fungal infection and fungus integrates into those stem cell line and mutates the cells, then we can prevent cancer from happening in our body, or we can reverse the whole process if we happen to be diagnosed with it. What do we do? Number one, we stop feeding the cancer. We eliminate sugar, yeast products, grains, honey, maple syrup, pop, alcohol, anything that's sugary, we just don't have it. Number two, we start working on repairing the injury. We need to feed the stem cells. We need to raise the body temperature. This is where we eat foods such as grass-fed meats, fish, chicken, turkey, eggs, vegetables, all kinds of seeds, berries. Even though we are eating the right foods, we still do not have enough nutrients. This is where we resort to superfood smoothies at least minimum twice a day. And in your superfood smoothie, you will add minerals. Now, at this time, we don't have Chinese mineral chi tonic. We will shortly. But we use essential liquid minerals, and I ask people to buy IMM-C for the missing minerals. And we add... Well, I'm hearing so much background noise. Can you please mute out? Hey, can you please mute out? Thank you. And we can use aloe vera juice in our smoothie. And we can put Collagen Plus for the collagen powder. And we can use Green Zone or spirulina. And Solstic Energy, which has Korean ginseng and green tea extract and grapeseed extract and guarana to help to break up that sticky blood. And we just add berries and ice. And we don't need to do any kind of juicing. What is the point of juicing if you don't know whether the apples, the carrots, the beets are of therapeutic value? You do not know how many minerals there are in those apples and carrots and so on. But I do know that the superfood smoothies we use from Nature Sunshine are quality controlled and therapeutic. I know that. And these smoothies are high minerals, superfoods, high dense energy to feed your stem cells. Then we can take a super omega so that the cells can become pliable. More oxygen moves into the cells and toxins readily move out of the cells. And we can take extra vitamin D3 to replace the D3 that is lost by the phytates that are found in present-day grains. And we work on the poisons that cause the inflammation in our body. Flax lignans. Flax hull lignans from Nature Sunshine is scientifically known to clean out xenoestrogens that is created by that toxic candida. How cool is that? And one, or I should say it this way, it takes 2 gallons of flaxseed to make one little tiny scoop of lignans. It's highly concentrated. And we use colostrum on an empty stomach that can get into the bloodstream, and it cleans out toxic lectins found in present-day grains. And we take protease plus enzymes on an empty stomach, which gets into the bloodstream to clean out undigested food particles in the bloodstream. And we take lots of cat's claw combination to open up that lymphatic system so all those toxins can readily drain out through the natural elimination channels. And many times, you will need to have a consultation in order to determine your root causes of your inflammation. And I'm happy to do consultations. I do them over the phone or people come to my office, whatever they choose. I do a consultation to guide people, coach them, and help them through this procedure. And then we activate the elimination channels. This is where we can use a herbal combination from Nature Sunshine, such as LBS2 to increase bowel and liver activity, or to use a combination called Body Detox, which helps the kidneys, the bowels, and the liver to detoxify this waste debris. And we work on cleaning the blood and increasing the circulation. This is where MC, the most incredible oral chelation tablet I've ever witnessed, it is known to clean out heavy metals such as lead, iron, mercury, aluminum. It cleans out metabolic wastes, toxic triglycerides, and it increases blood circulation and oxygen and blood flow. Cleaning out the blood and putting high-dense nutrition into our bodies will then increase our body temperature. Do yourself a favor. Buy a thermometer. Take your body temperature first thing in the morning before you do any movement. You will find that your body temperature is too low. Now we know how to increase our body temperature. Next, we address the cancer infection. This is where we use antifungal herbs like papa and podarco. Papa has over 20 years of study by Dr. Jerry McLaughlin, and I want you to know what he said about papa. He said, papa is almost 1 million times stronger than adriamycin chemotherapy. Whoa! This is huge. It's almost unbelievable. That's how powerful papa is. And we work on increasing stem cell production in our bloodstream. We don't need to have stem cell, what is it called, stem cell replacement therapy. We just use astragalus, and there is some astragalus found in cat's claw. And we can also use silver shield from Nature Sunshine, scientifically documented to increase healthy stem cell production in the bloodstream. And if you had been present at my Western tour, you would have discovered all kinds of people who have, in fact, done this program very successfully and have overcome their own cancers or rheumatoid arthritis or Alzheimer's, loss of memory, multiple sclerosis. We have all kinds of people that have decided to take responsibility for the health of their own body and have had wonderful, great success. They got their life back. With this, I am going to turn the recording off and we'll open it up to Q&A.